Rather less for me than for you.
You don't say. They dragged us in and started the jump, and we got away just in time.
Doc lay on the bed next to Ryan, still looking pale and shaken.
Indeed, yes. It rather seems that you had somehow pulled me that last 100 yards or so, despite having zero oxygen in your lungs. Yet again, my dear friend, I find that I must thank you for saving
me. Forget it, Doc. If it weren't for you, we'd still be stuck back in that dormitory.
Ryan had a ferocious headache and kept fighting back swimming waves of gut-deep nausea. But it was only an hour since he'd been heaved back from the other side of the grave.
I confess to having felt a great deal less than well when I eventually recovered from the jump. Now, having a bed to lie on, I am a man new-made, fresh-made, dairy-made, maiden-form tongue running away without first contacting the brain. Awfully sorry.
How are the two invalids?
The agony, madam, has somewhat abated. That is a quote from someone like the philosopher John Stuart Mill, who fell as a 2-year-old and bumped his knee. A lady said, "Has little chappy hurty worty oozes self then?" To which the infant prodigy is alleged to have replied, "Thank you, madam. The agony has somewhat abated." Jolly good, eh?
Christy sat on the bed and took Ryan's hand in hers.
Getting better, lover?
Sure.
Close call.
I know it. I had an ace in the line for the last train to the coast.
Seat booked and paid for and almost occupied. It was Dean who brought you back from the brink. You responded to his voice. It saved you, lover.
I heard you as well.
Christy looked at Ryan gravely, her head to one side.
That the truth, lover?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm glad.
Where are we?
Somewhere else. Gateway chamber walls were a kind of dark gray color. That's all we know.
Big redoubt?
Looks it. We found this dorm with all facilities. A lot like the last stop we made.
His gaze turned to the closed door, with the word bathroom above it.
You can go and piss in complete safety. JB checked it out and reported back that it's a completely spider-free zone.
Have we explored any farther?
No. JB's taken charge. He and Trader, well, they had a kind of frank and free discussion. JB won it. They finally agreed not to go wreck any farther until everyone felt up to it. Bad jump for all of us.
Yeah, second one always is.
Oddly, I can recommend making a jump while already deeply unconscious. I feel better than I normally do after a matter transfer.
What sort of condition is the redoubt in? Whoa.
Lie back down, lover.
Shit. Felt like someone pushing my eye out of its socket from inside.
Just rest. Mildred reckons it's a good idea for us all to take a break after the two jumps so close together.
Makes sense. Can't say I feel like naked mud wrestling with a sticky just yet.
Naked mud wrestling? Reminds me of the occasion that I was in Montana, not 100 miles from the Little Bighorn, and there were 2 ladies of the night, soiled doves, in a huge bath of mud. One was a midget, and
some other time, Doc. Right now, I'd like an hour's sleep.
Of course, dear friend. May choirs of angels sing thee to thy rest.
When Ryan awoke, everyone was sitting or lying on adjacent beds in the dormitory. The room was smaller than the one in the previous redoubt, and the air smelled notably fresher and cleaner. Mildred saw him wake and came to check his pulse.
Back to around normal. You've got the healthiest constitution of anyone I ever knew, Ryan.
It's from eating lots of greens and going to bed with the sun.
Sure.
Can we get moving?
We've checked out the wall plans here, Ryan. One of the biggest redoubts we've come across. All the signs are that it was well evacuated. There's writing on the map that shows nuke damage to the southern flank, but that's a good long way from us. Seems the Ruskies rockets took out the motor pool and missile stores, also the armory. But the way it looks, it was a double clean stripping. So there probably wouldn't have been much left to interest us.
How about the main entrance?
Seems clear from what the map shows. The passages, as far as we carried out a wreck, haven't been sealed at all, so when everyone's ready, we can go take a look.
Ryan swung his legs over the side of the bed.
Oh.
There was another jagged flare of pain behind his eye, but it subsided quickly.
All right. Let's get to it.
Fucking enormous.
I have never seen sectors that size.
The doors were 60 feet high and painted dark green. To Ryan's relief, he saw that there was the usual basic entry and exit code control at the side.
3, 5, and 2 to open them up.
How do you know that? You been here before?
Nah. For some reason, every one of the redoubts we've ever landed in has the same 3-figure code. Look, it's painted at the side of the control panel.
Oh, yeah.
Can I enter it in, Dad?
When I say. First, everyone spread out to both sides. Blasters ready. If I say close it, Dean, then you press 2, 5, and 3 as the closing code for the doors. And you do it instantly. Understand?
Yeah, Dad.
Instantly.
Sure.
It took only a few seconds for the rest of the party to take up positions. Ryan, Christy, Doc, and Jack on the left of the massive double doors. JB, Mildred, Trader, and Abe on the other side.
Now.
There was the first tiny razor's edge opening, letting in a sliver of bright sunshine.
At least the weather looks like it's fine out there.
The doors moved back slowly on self-lube runners, vanishing into the slabs of bare rock on either side.
Well, looks like we're high up.
Now there was blue sky visible, with just a few fluffy white clouds.
Ah, what wonderfully clean air. So bracing.
Once the gap was wide enough, Ryan moved to it and glanced quickly around. He turned to wave his hand at the others.
Look safe.
New England.
JB slowly lowered the miniature location finder, having squinted up at the bright sun through the delicate lens.
That must be the Atlantic we can see over there, so my best guess would probably put us in the south of what used to be called Maine.
The companions were standing together, grouped like tourists, waiting to be captured for a commemorative strip of vid. The main entrance to the redoubt had been skillfully carved from the flank of a mountain, as they so often were. It was probably all but invisible from the flatter land below. There was what would obviously have been a turning area for vehicles and a small parking lot. But the tarmac had been cracked and rippled as the result of some minor quakes, and the indelible yellow hatched lines wavered like the waves on a shore. A 2-lane blacktop wound down the side of the mountain, diminishing with distance and then vanishing among seemingly endless strands of dark conifers.
No sign of anyone getting in.
Ryan checked the sectors and their surroundings for indications of damage. There were the usual scratches and a number of tiny bullet marks pocking the expanse of almost indestructible sex steel. At the right-hand side, waist high, opposite the recessed controls, there was the dark flare smear of a grenade, but it had made almost no impression on the place.
No sign of life. No smoke.
Jack shaded his red albino eyes, so vulnerable in the glare of bright sun. The expanse of water that JB had guessed was the Atlantic Ocean was off to their left, rolling away to the smudge of the horizon.
Oh, my Lord. After that stinking claustrophobia, this is wonderful. Can we go and explore some? It looks like paradise.
Sign, Dad! Just over the edge of the highway!
Ryan pressed the reverse code and watched the doors begin to slide shut.
Come on, someone tell me what it says.
Doc took hold of the lapels of his tattered frock coat in a theatrical gesture.
It warns all personnel from the Cadillac Mountain Redoubt that many parts of the Acadia National Park remain open to the general public and that care must be exercised in driving military vehicles at excessive speed. Pray all take heed that it does not say they shouldn't speed, just that they should speed carefully. How typical of the logically illogical military mind.
Acadia. You're right on the mark, John. Ace on the line. Southern Maine. Not all that far from Stephen King country.
Who's he? Local baron?
Sort of. Maybe even more famous than that back in pre-dark times.
By the 3 Kennedys! If all of the faceless politicians and bureaucrats of what was once this fair and decent land of ours had but a single throat, then I would be the first in line to volunteer to slit it open.
Why, Doc? Because of Skydiving?